38-24 at Delaware State. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Going on the road and getting a win is tough. Delaware State's a tough place to play. It was we knew it'd be a harder game than probably a lot of people thought. They have really good players. Their quarterback's really dynamic. We were nervous about him. They're well coached, so we knew it would be a tough game. But just pleased to get out of there with the win. I think offensively, when you score 38 points, you feel good, but we left a bunch of points out there, a bunch of points out there. And then defensively, we played good in spurts, but not so good in other spurts. And in the kicking game, we did a good enough job. But we got to play better than that moving forward in this league. I guarantee that.
First question this morning from John. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Coach Huseman, Jeremiah Grant has a couple of sacks in each of the last two games. I think six for the year already. Can you address his impact and why he has become a problem?
Well, I think he's been a problem. He's made a lot of plays since he's been here, even last year for sure, and even the year prior. He's very strong, very explosive. He's played a lot of snaps here for us, and really some really great snaps for us. And we've been fortunate. We've had some good defensive ends. And each year, there's the guy, and last year it could have been Marlum, and but this year it's Jeremiah's time to really make a huge impact. He's made an impact. He's played really well the last couple of years, but he's a strong kid. He's explosive. He runs well. I mean, we knew when we first got him, he was going to be a really good player for us, and he's proven that, and he's going out this senior year, trying to have the best year he can have.
Coach, can I follow up by asking, you're launching CAA football competition this week, and is it Richmond's intention, is it your intention to keep playing CAA football teams beyond this season in the non-conference? Thank you.
I have no idea. We've got schedules set, non-conference schedules set for a while out, and none of them are on there other than William and Mary.
Thank you.
Russ, just talking about the defense, Jeremiah, obviously, as John mentioned, a couple of sacks, but five overall for the game. You guys continue 2 weeks in a row getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. How much has that been a key to your success on that side?
Well, anytime you can rush the passer and cover people on the back end, it helps. Sometimes, some teams are forced to blitz just to get there, and puts a lot of burden on the back end. We've always had the philosophy we're going to try to get athletic defensive linemen that can rush the passer and play coverage, and we've done that for a long time here, and we'll continue that philosophy. But we've been really fortunate that we've had really good defensive player since I've been here, and even when I was at Chattanooga, and it really, really helps your pass defense, and obviously they got to play the run too. But we've been very fortunate to have some really good players.
Next question from Sean Robertson. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, I wanted to get your thoughts about Palmer Smith. The last 2 weeks, it seems like he's been able to handle the majority or the load of the running game. And I wanted to get your thoughts about what has changed in those last couple of weeks. What do you have seen in him to say he's the guy that, he can carry the load?
Well, Sean, he had a really good game against Virginia. He was our leading rusher against Virginia and had a really good game. Second game, not so great. I mean, he was okay. We just didn't utilize him. And in these last 2 weeks, we've utilized him. He's a strong runner. He's got a knack to find a crease in there somehow, some way. Keeps his legs running on contact. He's a good sized guy, not huge, but he's probably a mix between a smaller and a bigger guy, very medium-sized running back, but he's been really good. And we kind of when we recruited him, we liked what he did at Wagner, no question about that. And then when he got here, we felt like he could be a good good back for us. And so, him and Andrew King carried the load and did a nice job.
And if I could follow up about your passing game, what was clicking Saturday against Dell State that maybe wasn't there at times in the previous games?
Well, a lot of it, Sean, is about what they give you and what you feel like you can do in the throw game. And, we felt like, we had opportunities in the throw game and took advantage of it. Cam made some really nice throws, got us some big third down, first downs, on third down a couple times with the throw game. So, it's basically, as you go in and game plan, what you can do in the throw game and what you can take advantage of. And I think our offensive coaches had a really good game plan to throw the football, and Cam delivered.
Russ, a big afternoon or a big evening for Landon Ellis, 7 catches, 131, and a touchdown with Nick DeGennaro being out. How big was his performance?
It was big. He stepped up nicely, made a really great catch. We drew him off sides and sprinted, and we threw one to the outside and made a tremendous catch on that one to really propel a scoring drive there. He made a lot of plays, found some open seams in there. Really pleased with him. But I think the thing with Landon is not only, he had 7 catches, 130 yards, whatever it was, but he played with great energy, blocked people, just was flying around in all aspects of the game, and really, really pleased with how he performed. We knew he was a good player, and we got to continue to find ways to get him the ball.
As you touched on, conference opener on Saturday against Elon. You've had some great games with them. Just talk about this year's Elon team and the challenges they present for you on both sides of the ball.
Tough. Each and every year we've played them. They're well coached. There's no question about that. They've always got good players, always got good skill players. They'll try to be physical with you each and every week. I just Elon's always been a tough opponent. Tony does a tremendous job there, and his coaches do a great job of having their guys ready. I think they've beaten us more than we've beaten them, so that's not a good sign. But and that's a tough place to play too. They like to play at home in Elon, and so this will be. I mean, we know this is going to be a huge test for us, and we got to hang on to the ball better, Rob. We can't turn the ball over. We got to try to somehow create a turnover or two, but. They're pretty disciplined, and they won't throw the ball to you too often, and they hang on to it pretty good. So, we're playing a good football team.
You've talked about, I think, the last 6 meetings you guys have split them. The game, you've had a ton of close games in the series. Why do the games between these two programs always seem to go down to the wire with both teams winning?
I think we're pretty similar football teams, to be honest with you. What Tony's philosophy is matches up closely to what my philosophy is. I think we're very comparable. We've had some good skill players in the past. They have. They always, they've had good quarterbacks in the past. We've had good quarterbacks. So we're pretty similar. Obviously, academic component, very similar schools academically, pretty close all the way across the board. And so I think maybe philosophies match up, and how we play offense and how we play defense and how we work the kicking game just makes it a competitive game. I think they like playing us. We like playing them. We know it's going to be a competitive game going in each and every year, and that's the way it is.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time this morning.